Welcome back to Dumb Nerd Thing. I'm your host, Teddy, and today we're talking about Hunter Hunter, or Hunter x Hunter, as some people call it. This is one of those episodes where both the guests and I are big dumb nerds for the topic, and I just need to add this disclaimer up front that we say the show is available on Netflix, but 2 days after recording, we found out that it's leaving Netflix at the end of February 2021. Thankfully, the show is available on Hulu, Crunchyroll, HBO Max, and something called Tubi. The last one is real. It's spelled T-U-B-I. Look it up, and then watch the show on it because it's a damn good one. Enjoy the episode.
Hey.
Welcome to Dumb Nerd Thing.
Thank you.
Sorry. Welcome to Dumb Nerd Thing. I'm your host, Teddy, and we're doing another episode. My guest today is the lovely Christine, who guest starred on another episode with for One Direction.
Oh, I did. That was me. But I didn't know I could talk for like the first two-thirds of it.
Yeah. Well, no, that was a good time. And you can also catch her on Star Wars RPG every Wednesday on twitch.tv/dumbnerdthing. But we're not here to talk about Star Wars. We're here to talk about Hunter, Hunter, Hunter x Hunter, Hunter cross Hunter, a manga slash anime that we both recently watched and is become, what is that called, a hyperfixation?
Yes. It has.
And so we just needed an outlet for that, and figured this would be the best place to do that.
Yeah.
So, Hunter, as a lot of people call it different names, it's Hunter x Hunter, but people call it all kinds of things. It's one of those classic boys fighting anime, like Dragon Ball or Naruto, or you may have heard of, but it's different in a lot of ways, and in a lot of ways that gives it a lot of appeal, I think, to the average viewer, you know, the average reader, that I think you can really dig deep into the whole story, the whole show. And that's what I think is so interesting about it, so fun to talk about with it. And I had heard of it years ago, and like it was always out there, like people would make memes about it and all that, but it never was at the same popularity as like Dragon Ball or Naruto or anything like that. So I had originally watched it years ago, and I watched it terribly, where I skipped episodes and I fell asleep during episodes because I would watch it until like 3 a.m. and just pass out and like not realize I missed stuff. So I wanted to rewatch it, and I wanted to force you to watch it with me because we've been getting you into anime.
Yeah, I am dipping my toes. I never thought this would happen to me, but I'm not really, I always tell Teddy, I'm not into animated things generally. Like, I haven't even seen a lot of the most recent Disney movies that have come out in, like, the past 10 years. I definitely had never watched any anime before, like, the beginning of last year, 2020. Mm-hmm. And then Teddy convinced me to watch Beastars on Netflix because it was new, and he hadn't seen it before either. And so I was like, okay, I'll watch that. And it was, you know, it was like a fun, nice, like hanging out over Skype and watching it together and reacting together.
I didn't know it was going to be so furry. I knew it was a little furry, but I didn't know it was so furry.
Softcore furry porn. But it has a really cute theme song.
Yeah.
And you know what? I enjoyed it. I felt, after watching it, I felt nostalgic for it. So then we ended up watching Neon Genesis Evangelion.
The classic.
A classic. Mm-hmm. And loved that. I feel like that was a great, you know, first, like, I don't know, first, like, classic anime or like universally appreciated.
It works because it's short and very artistic. I don't know. There's a lot of words I could probably use that are better than that, but it's like, I feel like you can watch it and take a lot of different things out of it. Everybody can watch it and find something else.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see this and you're like, oh, this is not like a Saturday morning cartoon.
Right.
You know, the, like,
it's deep.
This is... Okay, all right, well, no.
It is!
I mean, it is, but, you know, I don't want to sound pretentious about it.
I'll be pretentious about it for both of us because I would not have watched it if it was... if there was not some depth to the story and the characters and all that.
It absolutely is. Mm-hmm. And then I had another friend who had just watched Hunter x Hunter and was telling me about how much she loved it. And I was like, okay, well, if she really liked it, like maybe you might like it.
Yeah.
You're similar-ish tastes, I think. And... I feel like I've of all the big anime, of all the boys anime, shonen anime, Hunter x Hunter is the one that's has the most appeal to women, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's cuz I don't know why.
Tender. We'll talk it is about tender. It. We'll talk about it.
So we gave it a shot.
Yeah, and I was really hesitant about it because I noticed that it was about little children. And normally I'm like, I don't want to watch a show about little children.
I hate kid actors.
Yeah.
I guess they're not kid actors.
Yeah, they're adults. But it stole my heart. Like, the first couple of episodes, we were kind of like half watching and painting pictures. and I was kind of not really intending to get into it. And then I was like, okay, this is kind of good, but this Gon kid is so annoying. He's so positive.
The main character, yeah.
And then he stole my heart.
Yeah.
Let's get into it.
Let's
talk about
it. So, what is the show about? It's about Gon. The main character is a little kid who, he lives on this island and... his dad went off to become a hunter, which is like a profession in this world. And so Gon wants to go out and become a hunter so that he can find his dad.
Yeah.
And he can live up to his dad's expectations, I think, too. Mm-hmm.
And he lives with his aunt.
Yeah. And then on this journey, he meets all these people that become just like the core of the show, especially Killua.
Mm-hmm. Another little kid.
Yeah.
About his age 12, I think.
Yeah, they start at 12.
And they just become the sweetest, best of friends.
Yeah.
And they move through the world together, you know, taking the hunter exam and going on all kinds of different adventures. And the adventures, you know, they pull in more people.
Mm-hmm.
They start to go different places, and the world is really big and interesting. And also, it gets incredibly dark.
Yeah,
which makes it really great in my book. Like there is a lot of depth to their relationship, which is why I don't want to be like, you know, stereotyping genders, but. Teddy said, you know, he has noticed that women like this show, and I think that there is some element of the characters actually having really deep relationships. There have been many times when we've been watching it and I've commented, like, everybody cries. Everyone cries in this show. There is at least one crying moment every episode.
Well, I don't know about that.
Oh, okay. But like, almost.
Several in arc, for sure.
Yeah.
And I do want to be clear, though, with, like, a lot of people will say, like, oh, it's dark. It's the best one. It's dark, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, oh, wow. Well, like, I can't believe how dark Hunter x Hunter gets and all that. And, like, that's all... it's all earned
yes.
in the show. And it's all with, like, direct purpose.
Yeah.
Because as the world is opening up and as these kids are moving through the world, they're finding out how tough it is. Mm-hmm. And it's taking a toll on them. Like, it's not at all dark for the sake of dark.
Yeah, it's not like trying to be edgy.
No.
It's every dark moment is very sincere, which is maybe why it, like, pulls at the heartstrings so much, because, like, yeah, it's a very earnest and sincere show.
Mm-hmm. And I won't spoil anything, but there's this one moment that happens in the second to last arc of the anime early on where it involves, like, this, like, really terrible death of, like, some innocents. And people always point to that as, like, oh, wow, this, I can't believe that was so, that was so dark and whatever. But the thing is that becomes, like, a core element of the entire story going forward, and is treated as a terrible thing that happens. And we see the emotional aftermath, the impact that it has.
The fallout. That's the word.
We see the emotional fallout. We see the emotional fallout of that. And, I mean, all the way through up until the end of the whole arc. And so that's what I think makes it feel so earnest, I think. The darkness, quote unquote, feel earned.
Yeah. I would also say, if we're talking about, you know, the appeal of this show and why you should watch it, it's really pretty. Like, I mean, this is a thing. Okay, I guess I like anime now. I've been having an identity crisis this whole year because I never thought I would like it, and like it's been like a whole process. Like I haven't told a lot of people.
It's okay. Well, now you're telling the whole world.
I'm telling the whole world. But yeah, I didn't think that I would like it, but I think that something I've enjoyed about all the shows that we've watched so far is the, like, every frame is pretty. And I really think Hunter x Hunter is, like, I just started watching Death Note, and it's so interesting. It's so interesting to see, like, the difference between the animation styles in those two shows, and just down to, like, the colors are totally different, like, the color scheme. And Hunter x Hunter is so colorful and bright and beautiful and has, like, all these interesting layers of animation and, like, techniques that I haven't really seen before. Probably because I haven't watched anime in the past 10 years, but...
Yeah, that'll do it.
I'm like, wow, this is a work of art.
Yeah. It has incredibly bright moments, too. Mm-hmm. All the dark is complemented with really bright times. Really great times. The episode with Gon, there's a whole episode where Gon and Killua just, like, go camping, and it's so sweet and nice and and beautiful, and just because later, like, times are tough, that doesn't mean that, you know, didn't happen. You gotta enjoy the side trips, you know. So what do you think, like, was one of the things that turned you around in those early episodes?
You know, I fell in love with the characters. I mean, I think that is, everybody I've heard and talked to about this show, has mentioned really loving certain characters. One of them that really stands out to me that I've heard so many different people say they really adore is Killua, who is Gon, the kind of main character's best friend. And he is kind of a real person.
Yeah.
Like, the more you learn about him throughout the story, the more you're like, wow, this character has a really, like, you, there's a part where you kind of get into his family background, and the way that he is sort of changing as a person throughout the arc of the show, is just, it feels really real. It feels like something, you know, that would happen to a 12-year-old, like, you know, that's a big, period of growth in your life. So I really enjoyed the characters. Even Gon, who annoyed me at the very beginning, I sort of came to realize, like, oh no, this is genuine, the way that he is behaving so positive and sunshiny. Like, it's real, and he is capable of, you know, experiencing negative emotions. He just is somebody who kind of turns them into something positive. Or he's a professional at looking on the bright side.
Yeah. He's always looking to the future. And I think, it's a lot of his positivity is born out of belief in himself and loyalty. So I think that's where, like, his core values are.
Also, you know, just shortly into the series, this isn't a spoiler because it happens in, like, the first thing, but they're taking the hunter exam. And so there are a whole bunch of different people who are gathered there to take the exam. And that's where you meet a lot of the kind of, like, main crew for the first arc of the story. And, like, Leorio is this teenage, like, older teenager who's in school to be a doctor. And he's got a temper, and he's just, but he's so sweet, and he's just looking out for these younger dudes. And then there's Kurapika, who's kind of like a quiet secret badass who, like, right away you can kind of tell that he's, like, hiding something. He has, like, a little more depth to him than you would
I feel expect. Like he's almost hiding his kindness.
Yeah.
To try and have a rough exterior.
Yeah, he's trying to be, like, serious. He's like, I'm serious about the hunter exam. So, you know, getting to know that main crew. And then even the side characters who come in, like, they're just fleshed out. You're just into them.
And without, like, some characters are given backgrounds and some characters are defined by their backgrounds, but a lot of them we don't, like, I think a lot of times I'll get frustrated with stories that rely so much on, like, here's their tragic backstory.
Yeah, the exposition is too much sometimes. Right.
Like, here's their entire characterization, and it exists only in their past. And what's so entertaining with this is, you know, in the arc with the Phantom Troop, the bad guys all have, like, full personalities and characterizations in that arc that you get to see and see how they adapt and change to, I mean, what happens in that arc, you know?
Yeah.
There's one side character we have not mentioned
yet. I know. We keep exchanging a look between us.
What are you going to talk about?
Hisoka.
The most notorious character from the show. And I think the other reason why so many women love the show.
He is not into women.
That doesn't mean they can't be into him.
That's true. I am. And also, here's the thing, though. And I have such mixed feelings about that character.
For those of you at home, let's introduce Hisoka properly. First, Hisoka is a serial killer.
I don't even... He's a magician.
Hisoka is a magician, serial killer, clown that is obsessed with farming strong people to kill. Yeah. And takes a particular and creepy interest in Gon and Killua. And he's incredibly charismatic and entertaining every time he's on screen. He just takes up the entire scene.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's, like, it's frustrating how much he's just the worst.
He's the worst.
He's just terrible.
But you want to love him that is a thing about this show, is that, like, these characters are so three-dimensional. Nobody in the real world is black and white, good or bad. We can all agree on that. And nobody in this show is either. And mm-hmm. I find that so refreshing. But it is also incredibly frustrating because you're watching this guy and you're like, you're doing bad things. But he does them with such style.
Yeah.
And he's pretty hot.
Yeah.
When we say serial killer, magician, clown, like, it's like sexy clown. It's not like Bozo the Clown.
No, no.
It's not.
No.
Like Pennywise, you know? It's like, what?
Oh, some people are into Pennywise.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to yuck on your yum, Teddy.
I'm not. Anyways. And also what's so fun about the world that it sets up and these side characters that show up mm-hmm. is, like, Hisoka is introduced in the Hunter exam arc and he keeps, like, popping in and out mm-hmm. of the scenes, of different scenes, and it's very clear that he's fully aware of a larger world and knows so many things you want to know about.
Yeah.
And then the next arc is all about, like, let's get him. Like, mm-hmm. let's prove that we can fight this guy and let's zero in completely on him. And that's the whole next arc. And then the one after that, he doesn't show up for so long,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he's just completely gone. And then out of nowhere, Hisoka's back.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, shit.
And
that's a wrench.
And he takes a completely different role in that.
Yeah.
Too. It's wild. It's like this character is so versatile.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to, like, get too much into it, but there is another character much later on in the series that, like, actually there are a few that you just think are going to be so bad, and there I can actually think of one too that you're like, wow, that character is so good, and then they just turn out to do something that is like completely the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
it really makes you think about how we judge, like, people in general, in the vacuum of mm-hmm. vacuum. I don't know if that's the correct way to describe this, but, like, in the context of watching a TV show, you can, like, watch these characters and be like, that character is a bad guy right off the bat, and then they unfold in such a way that you're like, are they really a bad guy though?
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like in the world, we are so quick to be like, nope, they're bad. They're out. I don't like them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, television is a nice way to, like, practice and exercise the ability mm-hmm. to look at a person and be like, you are a complicated person. And that is interesting. And that is my judgment on you. And that is all. And this show just does it so well.
I mean, Killua, the kid we've been talking about this whole time, he's introduced, he's an assassin.
Yeah.
From a family of assassins.
Yeah.
And not only is it the case where he becomes the most affectionate, loving character, human being that you in the entire show, but even his family of assassins, you see little lights of caring. Like, they do, mm-hmm. on some level, care about each other. And, you know, there's even one that is, there's a lot of love there that is to be found.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, they are professional assassins.
Yeah.
But, you know, what's good, bad? Who knows?
It's weird.
What's good, bad?
What's good, bad?
What's good? What's bad? Who knows?
Yeah. I can't think of a lot of other fictional stories that I have noticed that kind of depth.
Mm.
I think that's why this is maybe one of my favorite shows. I'm saying it. This is some exclusive content for Dumb Nerd Thing. I think that Hunter x Hunter is one of my favorite shows I've ever seen.
And I think, to, you know, some people might scoff at, you know, that the statement of this is the only show that does that.
I haven't seen every show.
But, this is definitely a rarity in its genre, which makes it feel very, very special.
Yeah.
You know, because this is, I mean, this is like, you know, going to see like a Marvel movie or something and feeling like there are actual human beings on screen. That was an unnecessary dig at Marvel.
Okay.
But no, but this is like watching a Saturday morning cartoon and finding, you know, deep emotions within it.
Yeah. It's weird. It definitely caught me off guard. I was sort of like, as we were watching the show, I was kind of like, what's happening? What's happening to me?
One thing I think is so great about the deep emotions that are in the show is that they're not stated.
Yeah, it's, you know, show, don't tell.
It's show, don't tell all the way with this. Without spoilers, what do you think you connected with most on a personal level?
Is there anything that you think, like, that comes to mind for you right away?
I think for me, it's how much the show covers how we can change in reaction to things happening to us. Mm-hmm. And like, Gon is this happy-go-lucky kid, and then he runs into people who have this gray outlook on the world, and they have this, and they hurt, you know, innocent people, or, you know, they hurt his friends. And the fact that they can exist with such opposite parts of themselves, in his mind conflicting, upsets him on a deep level. And I think that stuff like that really is reassuring to me, because Gon is still the same Gon, but, you know, he can have these really strong changes within himself, but still stays the same.
That's, you know? Yeah, you said, one time you said it like, Gon is still the same Gon. It's the world that changes around him. And I think that makes sense for him. Other characters changing rapidly. Gon pretty much maintains his principles throughout.
Well, I still think, you know, it's a lot of people learning about themselves. There's not a lot of times I'm like, there's a lot of the change that does happen is really people learning about themselves and not betraying who they are in any way like that. You know, when we keep talking about Killua, he's the best part of the show.
He's the
much.
Best part. It's the Killua show.
But, you know, he has that yearning for care and warmth.
Yeah.
From the beginning.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why he leaves his family of assassins to go, you know, see the world and find something else. Mm-hmm. And then that's why he immediately befriends Gon and wants to stick with him.
Yeah.
You know, because he has that within him, and over the course of the show is able to find out more about that part of himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And two, it's how much the show stresses the importance of relationships, you know,
yes.
between people. And, like, that's where all the tenderness comes in.
Yeah.
I mean, Leorio is truly the best character of the show. Where he
we
just
could say that about a lot of characters.
Yeah. Well, he comes in and he pretends like he just cares about money, but there's so much love and loyalty in him that is, eager loyalty, you know, fierce loyalty that
yeah.
is so refreshing and great to see.
Yeah.
He
would do anything for his friends.
Truly.
Yeah.
He can't do much. He's not very good at anything, but he would do anything.
Yeah.
And that's what's so nice.
Yeah. I was trying to think of, in response to this question, I was trying to think of, like, oh, what are the parts that I went back and watched, like, while we were still watching it, or, like, since we finished it a few days ago. What parts have I gone on to YouTube or Netflix and look for? And I think, you know, same as Teddy, like, it's the tenderness of the relationships between the characters. And I went back to, like, a few parts where just very sweet sentiments were expressed. So you, dear listener, may cry when you're watching this show. There were times when I cried, like, happy tears because things were sweet. There were times when I sobbed and, like, continued to cry after turning off the TV for a good long time just because it was overwhelming. I laughed a lot. There are a lot of very funny, cute parts, and generally was, like, tickled. There were a lot of parts that were really frightening, and we should talk about that at spoiler part.
And one of my favorites was at in the last arc or so, there were several times where you jumped off the couch.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yes. Yes. I mean, this happens, you know, when you're watching a TV show and something really surprises you. But there were some parts where I literally sprung to my feet and I was like, I'm sorry. I need to take a walk. I need to get up. I need to process this. So many wonderful surprises that just, I don't know. Hail Togashi.
So this show is, like you said, it's on Netflix for the most part. And then I think it's also on, it might also be on Hulu, I don't know. I think it's also on Crunchyroll, except for the last two seasons or so, which you can either buy on Amazon or go find elsewhere.
You could find it.
You can find it somewhere. That's where a lot of people do.
That's when you have to become the hunter and find it yourself.
But the first, like, 4-5 seasons are on there on Netflix, easy to check out. So if you watch those, you'll like it enough to be desperate to find those last two seasons or so.
Yes.
And because each arc changes so much, and it's almost like watching a new show. Every new arc, you know, the first one's the exam, the second one is the set in a city with the second one's set in a tournament tower, and then there's a gang and there's a mob and there's a election and there's a video game and there's an invasion,
monsters,
and it's all on the same show. So it's really fun.
It's really fun.
That's all it needs to be.
It's really fun. And also, like, sometimes when, you know, the storyline changes or, like, a lot of characters change, which is true in Hunter x Hunter between seasons, or arcs, I guess, I get, like, nervous or disappointed, or there's sort of a letdown. There is not this show. It just, like, and they're off, you know?
I mean, some of my favorite characters are all in the last arc, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. And that one is probably the one where you get the biggest swath of new characters. And it's just...
Very much.
It's great.
So, you know, if you're sitting on Netflix and you're trying to find something to watch, it's a bit of a time sink. It is 170 episodes, I think.
But they're all like 20 minutes.
And they're all 20 minutes. You know, and if you just watch the first arc, that's a season or something. Mm-hmm. So like 20 episodes, 20 minutes. And I think if you're looking for something that is light and fun, but doesn't treat you as a baby, you know, and it's, covers a lot of really interesting topics, and it can really suck you into the world, and the characters of Gon and Killua will be there with you along the way.
They will.
And they're pretty good guys.
Cry.
day.